Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. How many times have you asked yourself the question, why can't I get ahead? Why can't I get this? Why do these things keep happening to me? Or any variation of them. I know whenever I was stuck in that loop, I probably had at least 20 different ways I phrased the fact of why am I stuck and struggling? And I never got an answer to move me forward. And the reason why you're not getting an answer is because the question itself is dysfunctional. Your subconscious mind is programmed to just regurgitate what you've already experienced. So whenever you go, why can't I get this? Why does everybody else seem to get their goals and my dreams are constantly denied? And your subconscious goes, well, that's because you're an absolute hot mess. Look at your painful past. You keep giving yourself away to everybody else. You know what? We should just go self-sabotage and soothe ourselves. It's a dysfunctional question to start with because you're asking the part of your mind that is only concerned with your past and your present how to move you forward, and it's not going to be able to do that. It just repeats and regurgitates on you what it's already been through. If you want better answers, you need to ask better questions. So the law of polarity says everything is created as a whole. You've got the pain side of you with your past, but you've also got the progress side of you. This is your wise woman, but she's still in seed form because she has not been placed in an internal environment that will activate her, and you certainly are not doing it with the questions that you're asking. In fact, you're doing the very thing that you do not want to experience because you're asking what's known as denial questions. You're not denying your past. You're not denying the fact that you're stuck and struggling. You're not denying that you're hurt. What you're denying is your future. Whenever you're like, oh, why does this keep happening to me? Well, that is a question that is designed to keep you in the same place because it will give you the justification of what happened in your past. But it won't give you the path of how to move forward. So we need to move past those denial questions into destiny questions. These are the ones that pull you forward. Whenever I work with a client, the first session addresses what I call your trinity. So your painful past. This is, some people call it your wound body, but this is the part of your personality that holds that pain. It's typically a younger you and how it's represented, although I have had talking tumbleweeds and German shepherds show up, so you never know how the subconscious is going to present it. And then you've got the future you. Your higher self, your wise woman that is calling out to you. And I had a client reach out to me last night via text and said, meeting my future self has been an amazing gift. And she gave me other things that she said, feel free to share, but that the reactivity in my body and my emotions are less intense, and I'm filling in the gap now with my growth, with who I really am. That's the reason why I love hypnosis. So you've got this wise woman within you, but she's not activated because she's not getting the proper nourishment she needs to be able to take the rightful place in your life, because you keep asking questions that confirm your painful past and reinforce that pain body, that wound that you have, and who you were at that time. So instead of having your past inform you and your wise woman, your destiny, pull you forward, and both of them meeting and coming together through who you are right now, you just keep working out one side of the wound. You never turn it into the wealth. So if you want better answers, you need to start asking better questions. If I can assist you with this, 1-636-699-7791. And here's what I'll do. If you're not sure you should be working with me, I'll give you the questions you should ask when you're interviewing other mentors to make sure they're the right fit for you. Because I want you to be empowered for your magnificence and your brilliance. It does not matter to me whether it is with me or with someone else. 1-636-699-7791. Becoming a healingpreneur. Could that be you? It's not just a career. It is a calling to help people peel back the layers so they can move into progress of their brilliance and their magnificence. If this could potentially be you, then I want to let you know I am offering you the ability to train with me privately at the group investment. I only have room right now for one person to be able to do this over the summer. We're going to take a look at our schedules, and we're going to fit training to where it's a good fit for you, as well as what I have open. And you can take up to 3 months not only to train, but up to 3 months to take care of your investment. But again, I only have an opening for one. Why is this? Because my trainings that I do, even on the advanced side, are a little bit lighter over the summer. So it creates space. And that might be a space and a place that is waiting for you. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to dawnlandrum.com. Click on the tab, become a certified hypnotist, see everything that is offered there. Again, it is at the group rate that you will be training with me privately. And then reach out to me. There's going to be a button that shows up on the bottom where we can have a phone call. And let's make sure that this and myself are the right fit for you. So healingpreneur, is that your calling?